Guten Erev Shabbos, Chaim, and everyone else. Baruch Hashem, it is finally, we're up to those parashiyos that start talking about the exciting descent of Yosef down to Mitzrayim. I was telling my class that my son, Yosef Tavia, so he's all of 4 years old, and last night, my wife was teaching him about the Parsha, and he knew the whole Parsha. Everything in the Parsha, he knew about the story of Yosef, he knew about the fighting of the brothers, and goes down to Mitzrayim, but the problem was that everything he said, his name is Yosef, so he said, and I went down to Mitzrayim, and I went over here, and I went over there. He identified totally with the character of Yosef. It probably helps, as I mentioned in the Shmuz before, it probably helps that we always call him Yosef HaTzadik. So he probably thought they were talking about him, because Yosef is a big tzaddik. It's a strange parasha. It's a difficult parasha. The great difficulties that people have is when you learn about this parasha, to imagine that the Gedolei Hador, the Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu, these people were fighting with each other as if we're talking about kids between the age of 5 and 15. Yosef was of the youngest of the brothers. At the beginning, he was 17 years old. Everyone else is much older than him. Almost everyone is much older than him. You have adults seeming to be having fights that a child shouldn't have. A child shouldn't even have. Right? I don't remember the last time my two kids got into a fight. Ever, of course, Pastor Shalom. But I certainly don't remember my two kids getting into a fight and one saying to the other, you know what, if you say it, if you do that one more time, I'm going to either A, kill you, B, put you in a pit, or C, sell you. That hasn't happened yet. That hasn't happened. I do not necessarily look forward to the day that happens. I mean, we all have sheifas. The Gemara says, Mosa yagiyo masa lemasa avoisai, that when will I be able to achieve the level of the avos? If my son ever uses that line on me, by the way, that he wants to sell his brother because Masa Yagiyo Masa L'Masa Avoisai, I will definitely, on the spot, I will give him $1,000. Believe me, he better not ever listen to the Shmooze. But it's an incredible parsha. And that is perhaps for the people who really spend time learning in depth this week's parsha, that is perhaps not even the strangest of the episodes of this week's parsha. There are events in this expression which troubled the mind historically for thousands of years to be able to understand what is pshat, simple understanding of these episodes, these stories in the Torah, which are meant to educate us forever historically. How are we meant to approach these things? It's very difficult. And it's time for us to no longer be the third, fourth, and fifth graders that we once were and learn the Parsha as third, fourth, and fifth graders and to be able to develop to learn the Parsha as a 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grader, to be able to learn it as your age expects you to be learning. It's an entirely different Parsha. Imagine yourself, like my joke in the beginning, of my son Yosef at 4 years old, imagining he is the Yosef of all the stories. But you need to imagine yourself in those shoes, if you can, to just try to picture it. What could this possibly mean? What are the arguments about? What are the brothers talking about? And in a certain sense, we need to be able to take it down to our level. I wasn't going to speak about this in the Shmooze, but I think it's something we spoke about in class, which I find to be very, very powerful, and I just want to share it with everybody here. In this week's parasha, the parasha starts off by talking about Yosef and his brothers, as we said, and it also says that Yosef saw, according to Rashi, Yosef saw the brothers, the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, the children of the maidservants. Yosef saw that they were being insulted. They are being disgraced. They are being put down. They are being called the Bnei HaShefachis, the children of the maidservants. And Rashi says something very powerful. Rashi says that Yosef, v'hu nar es Bnei Bilha, and he was a child with the Bnei Bilha. How do you even read this? He was a child of the Bnei Bilha. Yosef obviously was not. He was a child of Rachel. And yet it says he was a child, nar es Bnei Bilha v'es Bnei Zilpah, with the children of Bilha, and the children of Zilpah. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Kloimar, what this means to say, V'rogil eitzel b'nei bilha. He would accustom himself to spend a lot of time with the children of Bilha. Lefi shahayu echav mevazen, I say. Because the other children, the children of Leah, would insult and disgrace the children of Bilha and Zilpah. V'hu mekarvon, and he would bring them close. I asked a very simple question. If you were to see somebody who was being insulted, being embarrassed, being put down, and you wanted to do the right thing, you wanted to fix how this guy feels, how this kid feels, what would you do? If it was me and I saw somebody in front of me and they're getting insulted terribly, I think I would, I would be proactive about it. I think I would go over and say, you know, this so-and-so just said about you that you're ugly, you're slow, you're bad at something. You're not, you're amazing. You have so many great qualities. You have this quality, you have that quality, and you're the best guy. I would try to show honor to replace his disgrace. I would try to mechabed him. And yet Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Lefisha you echab mevazanai say. Since the brother's disgrace, it doesn't say Vihu mechabdon, that he honored them. It says Vihu mekarvon. He brought them close. He said, I want to be close to you. I want to be your friend. I want to spend time with you. I want to be there for you. That was Yosef's solution to a person who is being dishonored, disgraced, and insulted. I want to be your friend. You think about it, and we thought about this in class, and we tried to really get down to perhaps what Rashi is telling us. When we thought about it, we thought, perhaps, when a person is insulted, and he really gets insulted, anyone can really be insulted, no matter how secure you are and how good you feel about yourself. Sometimes the insult just, it goes right in. And a person is insulted, what does he start to feel? He starts to feel, I don't deserve to be around people anymore. I'm not as good as everyone. I'm not one of them. I start to feel distance from other people. And I push myself away, because if they can insult me like that in a way that really, really hurts me, that means that I must be less, I must not be one of the group. It's not just I'm insulted, my honorometer has gone down, and now what I need to do is I need a boost to push that back up. No. I have been insulted to the point where I feel like I'm not part of the community anymore. And Yosef came along, and Yosef said, Echo mevazanai say, v'hu mekarvon. I want to be your friend. I want to be close to you. I put my arm over your shoulder and I say, let's learn together. Can I be your chavrusa? I want to be together with you because I know deep down I can tell what you're missing is that sense of communal self-respect to be part of the other people. It's the depth of a Rashi. Rashi is telling us that in just two words. V'hu mekarvon. Not v'hu mechabdon, not he shows them honor. V'hu mekarvon. I'm going to bring you close. In a yeshiva setting, certainly, a person should find the opportunities. A person, chas v'shalom, in this yeshiva. But if a person in another yeshiva would see somebody being insulted or put down, or he's walking around the hallways and he's down in the dumps, and you know that the reason he's down in the dumps is because maybe somebody's not treating him right. Because this week when he got his haircut on one side was shorter than the other side. And my father, he once went to the barber, and the barber gave him a haircut. And unfortunately, the guy, he cut his pays right off. Cut his pays right off. So the barber says, you know, I'll even it out. My father said, you can't even it out. You cut off one finger, you're going to cut off all the rest of my fingers. No, not thank you very much. So he came to shul on Erev Shabbos, he got that. He came to shul, one payah, one not. Now, if a person sees that, a person may make a giggle, might laugh about it. Maybe perhaps someone's going to put that down. And you have the opportunity to put your arm over the shoulder. Don't even talk about it. I'm your friend. I'm here. Hey, can I spend some time with you? I'm here to take care of you. I will tell you a different story. One time, my father and Erev Shabbos was also used to shave right when he was going to shul. So he was shaving. He was sitting in the car, driving one hand, shaving with the other hand, and with his third hand, he must have had, he was making his tie on the way to shul. Probably got a telephone call on the way, so he was also answering the radio. But I remember once, he was shaving right on Erev Shabbos, and as you can hardly imagine, the shaver died after he shaved one side. And my father, his hair grew very, very quickly. So he had, if he shaved in the morning, by the time the afternoon came along, he already had a thick 5 o'clock shadow, and that was it. But what are you going to do? Shabbos is here. He went into shul like that, and he survived. A person sometimes thinks, I'm so embarrassed. I can't. I don't even want to show my face. It's not really the point of what I'm saying here. But if somebody does feel like that, but you can go over to him and say to him, not just to mechaved him, it's not enough. I want to be your friend. I am here to take care of you. I'm here to take care of you. When we're talking about what the proper thing to say is, this week's parsha, if you have time, take out a chumash, even with an English translation, and look at how many times it says, and he said, and he told over, and he said, and he used to say, and they told him. There's so much talking. It's just a blah, blah, blah. It's like the schmooze. It just never ends. The conversation just keeps on going and going and going. There's so much talking. And so many of the stories in the parsha are because somebody said something. The brothers got angry at Yosef because Yosef used to say things about them. He was mitzi diba aleihem. He used to say negative things about them. Of course, he meant it constructively, but he would say things. When Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim and he's in prison with the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Oifim, he is able to take care of them because he saw there was a problem and he spoke to them. He said something. The way that we saw that Hashem is with Yosef in the house of Potiphar is because Yosef constantly was talking about Hashem. He was in the house of an Egyptian officer, one of the top people in Egypt, and all the time he's simply saying, Bez Hashem, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Bez Hashem, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. That's how he spoke. There are a lot of people, for some reason, they're embarrassed of their religiosity when they're in an audience that perhaps is not as appreciative at Judaism as they are. But if you learn to be comfortable with yourself, to talk properly, say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I was on the phone with my banker earlier today. I phoned my banker. He asked me how I'm doing. Baruch Hashem. Oops. He's not Jewish. Okay, whatever. Baruch Hashem. That's how I talk. That's how I talk. I say Baruch Hashem. A Yid talks like he recognizes that there's a Hashem in the world. He's there. You know he's there. I should fake it while the guy's around, or a non-Jewish audience, or an audience that doesn't seem to appreciate. I should fake it. Yosef wasn't like that. Not Potiphar. His father's house, he spoke the same way. He said, Be'ezus Hashem, Imirtz Hashem, Gloib Tzagot. My grandmother used to say, Gloib Tzagot. Yeah, thank Hashem. That's how he spoke. He was comfortable with himself. But the power of speech finds its way into this parasha so much. The way a person talks. A Ben Tayer, this week somebody said something not the best. So I said to him twice, in the span of about 3 minutes, I said to him, that's not how a Ben Tayer talks. That's not how a Ben Tayer talks. A Ben Tayer speaks better than that. You know, in Jewish classification of science, there's such a thing, classification of science. We have, at the very least, 4 levels of creation. There's the basic things, rocks, immobile stuff, don't daimim. Then there's vegetation, tzemeach. Then above that, there's chai, there's living creatures. And then there's humans. But the Torah doesn't call them humans. That isn't Torah. In the Svarim, the disgusting, it doesn't say humans. It calls human beings a medaber, a speaker. Because the difference between us and everything else is how we talk, what words we use. Even when you get angry or you get frustrated, what are the words that you use? I remember myself, when I was 13 or 14 years old, I would never, chas v'shalom, ever say a bad word. That's not it. But I thought, you know, when I get frustrated, maybe I should invent a bad word for myself. I'm going to invent a bad word. So I invented a word, and I tried to get into it. If I get angry, I'm going to use this word. A made-up word. I still remember exactly what the word was. A word. And after I used it like 3 or 4 times, I thought to myself, how dumb am I? I need a word to express my frustration. I need to have some bad, invented bad word for myself to express my frustration. I don't know how to talk to people, how to express myself properly without having a word to be able to say it. I'm a ben tira, at least I want to be a ben tira. A mensch, to develop myself. That's how a mensch talks, how a mensch speaks. Whether you're angry or happy, frustrated or sad, you're fed up, there's a way of speaking. A ben tira speaks in a certain way. I see somebody who's down. He's been put down most likely by somebody else's words. And I have an opportunity. We spoke about what Rashi says. The brothers were insulting the Bnei Bilha and Bnei Zilpa, but Yosef v'hu mikarvan. He brought them close. He used properly nice words to speak to them. I want to be your friend. I'm here for you. I'm your buddy. Good morning. Good night. Have a wonderful day. I was walking with Dr. Engelberg the other day. Do you know that when Dr. Engelberg walks, mamish to every single person on the street, he gives the biggest smile and he says good afternoon, good morning, good evening, engages with people. Who mikarvon, a person can learn to embrace people, because that's in the end what so many people need. Speak like a mensch, be a ben tzair, like Yosef HaTzadik, it didn't matter what the audience was. He spoke like a mensch. Bezer Hashem, by our Shabbos tables, you should use your mouths for zmirais, for singing, for saying thank you to your mother and your father and for whoever makes the food, and have a wonderful Shabbos.